there, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, we'll be hearing from Scott Preller. He's a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Boston, Massachusetts.
A few months ago, I took some time, which I do each year, to really explore Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. And it was very interesting. Afterwards, I finished the 2 weeks and felt very spiritually alive. A few nights later, I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt pretty crummy. And I finally, after just tossing and turning for a while, I said, "Now, wait a minute, you just spent 2 weeks really affirming that you want to think and act from this basis of what you know to be true about the nature of God as incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, and of my own identity as being a reflection of that infinite good God. So get up and just let your thought be there." After about 5 minutes of working this way, everything I was feeling was completely gone. And so that was one lesson of just obedience. And interestingly, about 2 nights later, I woke up with totally different symptoms, feeling lousy again. And so I thought, I have derived so much help in waking up in moments when I felt I was feeling spiritually asleep by just reading Science and Health. And so I thought, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And I just started reading it. And I just started letting what it was telling me about what was going on be where I kept my thought rather than physically what I was feeling. And just after several minutes of just reading, I suddenly realized I wasn't even thinking about the problem anymore, and I felt fine. In both those instances, what I felt physically seemed very tangible and real, but what I let my heart and my thought go to in terms of the truth of what Christ Jesus was teaching and which Christian Science showed me a scientific application of, it had more authority, it had more validity. You aren't trying to improve a human self. You are working to wake up to a spiritual identity that's already established. You're never trying to improve a mortal as though if you really worked on that mortal enough and improved it and made it better and better, it's finally going to get to be spiritual. Whereas people for so long believed that how you were doing said something about your relationship to God, the message of Christianity is your relationship to God gives you information about how you should think about whatever else is going on in your life. It gives you your right sense of what's going on by which you challenge everything else.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join Scott and me on this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. You can find the link right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.